This is the B-Team Podcast. A daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media Station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast, normally a rebroadcast of things that you'll get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96 or on Breezy 101 with The Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. Today's show, not the case. If you're tuning in for the first time, we please ask you to subscribe, tell a friend, have them subscribe, and follow us not only on the podcast, but on our social media pages, which you'll find on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at hashtag BTeamPodcastMS. So, like I told you, it's a rebroadcast with bonus features and exclusive content that you normally don't get to hear. Today, not the case. We actually have the inside scoop and breaking news. Cue the music, I'm feeling like Randy Bell right now. But on September 1st of this year, a storm came through Kosciuszko, knocking down some trees on the adjacent property to ours. The trees collapsed onto the guide wires, which toppled the 350-foot tower that we have here at the station, causing it to partially fall on the building and then across the property line heading away from the building. Since then, due to some ingenious work on the engineers, Mr. Boswell, and the support staff that we have, we were able to continue transmitting the radio station signals while waiting for the new tower to arrive, which it did earlier in November and is now being erected here on property. Coming up today on a special B-Team podcast, we'll talk to Johnny Boswell about putting up the new tower and what that means for listeners not only to Kix 96, but Breezy 101 and Cruisin' 98. We'll talk to some of the team putting it together, and we will also visit with General Manager Melissa Boswell Townsend, who is beside herself with excitement. I can remember when the storm hit, parts of the Strand Theater in downtown Kosciuszko just off the square had begun to collapse, so I called to make sure that she was all right where she lived. And about the same time that I turned and looked towards the skyline, because you couldn't miss the tower here, she said, "Have you heard?" And I said, "I can see it. I'll meet you there." The pillar of strength that she was that day for everybody was unlike anything I'd ever seen. Johnny was on vacation out of state, and the weight literally of the tower and the building and the cleanup was on her shoulders. And then through coordination with Johnny, the engineers, we were able to pull off something that only interrupted the station for less than 24 hours. So, coming up today, it's all about the tower on the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi Superstar Country, Kix 96.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
When the storm hits home. Sunny and 87 today, clear and 63 tonight, sunny and 86 Friday. Your complete forecast is coming up in the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center. I'm Chris Davis. Here's what's trending.
I was in my office when I heard thunder and sudden heavy rain. Then I heard what I thought was a really loud crack of thunder. I heard an extremely loud noise and felt the building shake.
Boswell Media employee Ashley Davis.
I still didn't know what happened, so I went around inside the building trying to figure it out. I saw a line hanging in front of the building and some damaged wood from the roof outside of the window, so I knew something had fallen onto the radio station.
What it was the radio tower. A tree had fallen on one of the guy wires, and the tower came crashing down on the building.
And that's what it sounded like. September 1st, it is the B-Team Podcast, as Brother Breck joining me. Now, Ms. Ashley, you were here when the tower came down.
Yes, I was. All by my lonesome.
I was going to say, that had to be trippy.
It was kind of scary.
Now, being here to watch it go back up, what's that feel like?
Oh, much better than noticing that it fell on the building while I was inside.
I will never forget that as long as I live. The first thing that came to my mind, because I was calling Melissa, and I was talking about the bricks at the theater. And about the same time that I looked towards the station, she said, did you hear? And I said, I'll meet you there. Where's Ashley?
Uh-huh. It was crazy.
It definitely was. Johnny Boswell and others will be in as we finally begin rebuilding the tower. And you've got to be excited because of the possibilities that are out there for you as far as coverage for Breezy.
Yay, more people can listen.
Someone I know who is equally ecstatic about this tower coming up today is CEO Johnny Boswell. And Johnny, thank you for taking the time to join us today. When are we expecting the tower to be up?
We'll be done by the end of the year. And, you know, when you have a situation like this, you get yourself to a permanent temporary situation, if that's such a thing. And that's what we did so that we could evaluate what we wanted to do with a new tower. So we have a tower that's, has higher wind rating. We're going to reconfigure things a little bit different and use this transition as a way to give us, more capability than we had before.
Now, with regards to the age of the tower that was here previously, it was not that old, correct?
In the tower world, it was not really that old of a tower. It was built in 1985, and I tell people, I said, reference, you got television towers in Jackson that have been up since the 50s, and they're still in great shape. So towers are like tall buildings, they can stay there, quite the length of time.
I had the opportunity this morning, as did everybody, to watch the crane begin to lift the first section onto the base. And with that, it gave me an opportunity to catch up with an old friend, Shannon, who was part of the lift crew. Shannon, of course, is a friend of Emily White's. And I asked him, with the first section's placement on the base, what was the next step?
So we're going to tighten up the guy wires and plumb this a little bit. And if we can attempt it today, he's got a high enough jib. We think we could stack the next 40 feet on top of it, get 100 feet up today.
Now, Johnny, as it is with your staff, your engineering department, it's equally as important to have the best in the business when it comes to the tower crew. Which company is it that we have working on the tower?
It's Jayco Tower, and fortunately for us, they're headquartered out of Philadelphia and do work all over, mostly Mississippi, Alabama. They're the ones that built our 500-foot tower down at Edinburgh and do all
it's
of our
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today.
Now, again, I mentioned the best in the business with regards subscribe, to the engineering listen, staff and the support team. That
you'll find out information, and you truly won't find anybody find better than they are.
We've got great else, engineers, we, innovative broadcast
I want to thank Johnny
services.
Melissa and crew upside for helping us get this up. And of course, our good luck charm, she who is Miss Ashley, the survivor of the first tower collapse.
Am I a good luck charm? Because I was the only one here and it fell. So, I mean,
I would say you are. You came out unscathed. And if this is Santa's Christmas present to all of us, it's a pretty good present.
So, we were able to use a virtual microwave.
Yes, we must have been really, really good. So, with that being said, I want to say goodbye, Brother Bragg.
We were able to get up on a power pole with the Breezy 101.1 antenna with special help from Kosciuszko Water and Light. And that is when I was referring to our sort of permanent temporary operation that we've been using for about the past 3 months.
Thank you, Johnny. Last but not least, The Rock, as I refer to her actually in public for the first time. Nobody is more excited, with the exception of your father, than you are at this moment.
I am so excited. When I saw it here yesterday, I was literally just beaming.
I've had the opportunity and privilege of working with these two for a year, and I think what excites you most is having the opportunity to do it bigger and better than you ever have before.
When we make improvements, we always make them to be better than they were before, so we have exciting things coming.
To say the least. It's the B-Team Podcast. Thank you, guys. It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, if it's your first time, please subscribe, listen, tell a friend. You'll find out information and things here that you won't find anywhere else, and we do appreciate you tuning in. I want to thank Johnny, Melissa, and the crew outside for helping us get this up. And of course, our good luck charm, she who is Miss Ashley, the survivor of the first tower collapse.
Am I a good luck charm? I was the only one here and it fell. So, I mean,
I would say you are.
Okay.
You came out unscathed. And if this is Santa's Christmas present to all of us, it's a pretty big present.
That is true.
And we must
huge.
Have been. We must
it's
have been,
huge.
Yes. We must have been really, really good. So, with that being said, you want to say goodbye, Brother Breck?
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.